in this.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
States for quite a while, offering tech solutions to various institutions. In 2017, he visited Ghana, his home country, and discovered a challenge with transport and logistics services, especially critical for a country whose population is on the rise and becoming more urbanized.
Somebody's going to have a need of a water truck. Somebody's going to need a septic truck. How are we going to solve this problem? So that is when Trotto app was birthed.
It took less than a year to get the Trotto app running. When it was launched in December 2019, it started as an on-demand transportation platform, providing safe, affordable, and efficient transport. In just a couple of months, Trotto World Service has expanded to provide logistics services.
We are offering over 15 transport services currently. Today, if a Ghanaian have a need of a tow truck, you don't have to call your uncles, nephews, cousins, and brothers and sisters, or your church members to say, hey, do you know somebody that owns a septic truck or a tow truck? You just simply have to get on the Trotto app and you can request for a septic truck, tow truck, mini truck, tricycle. If you need a dispatch rider to move a document or an item from point A to point B, same way, get on the Trotto app. If you need a tow truck to move your vehicle for you, same way on the Trotto app. If you need tipper truck, sand and stone to move stones or sand to your construction site, the same thing. So we want to be able to become the company or the go-to company for all things transport.
Samuel and his team are leveraging the digitalization drive in Ghana at the moment to provide their services.
So the feedback so far, it has been very warming and encouraging. We've had people from, I must say, almost all the regions in Ghana calling us, when are we coming over there to lunch as well? Because they also need, some of them also provide this type of transport services. And so they're calling us from Takoradi. Some of them even have bought, they've actually gone out of their way to buy motor tricycles, waiting for us to come and lunch so they can start some dispatch.
One of the companies working closely with Trotto World Service Limited is Motor King, which assembles and supplies tricycles.
How are you doing?
Fine.
Great. Haven't seen in a while. How you been?
Welcome, Samuel.
Okay, all right. Thank you.
Okay, please take your seat.
Oh. All right, thank you.
So how's the business?
It's going great. It's going fantastic. And how you been in MK, Motor King International? How you guys been?
It's also fantastic. And we're also making some...
The Trotto app has on board about 600 drivers and 3,000 riders. That's in just 2 months. So what's the biggest challenge for Samuel at the moment?
For most of the drivers, a lot of them out there, they are non-smartphone users. So when you're asking somebody who's a non-smartphone user to download an app, you know, that's going to be a showstopper. So that means they need to get a smartphone before you can actually onboard them to the platform. We want Trotto app to be a culture, like a way a group of people live. When you wake up in the morning, if you have to eat, if you have to go to the pharmacy, if you need transport services to work, back from work to school, whatever. We want to be able to build Trotto app, the life around the people of this country. So that is where we want to go with this.
And that's it for the Joy Business Van. Ending the Joy Business Report at 1. My name is Amelie Josu. Up next is Ignition with Sammy Forsen.
Joy 99.7 FM.
May I please have your attention for this announcement? The Otutu Abrimpong Asuna Ebusunya of Ebri Anikropong announced the home call of their beloved son, Gilbert Libel. former director of client service, Carl Bank. Funeral arrangements are as follows. Pre-burial and filing past takes place on Saturday, the 29th of August, 2020, at 7:30 a.m. Burial service continues at 9 a.m. at the Emmanuel Presby Church, Ebri. Wife, Angela N. Leibel, née Abrahams, former DMD, Bayport Financial Services. Children, Kwesi, Kwabna, and Kweku Leibel. Attire, black or black and red. COVID-19 protocols will be observed. Nose mask and hand washing or sanitizing is a must. All friends and sympathizers are cordially invited. The families of Obusiapeni Kwesi Oko, Obusiapeni Odame Ado of Enum, aka Believer, Nyeni Kwesi Anyane V, Adonteheng of Enum, Nana Temu III of Enum, Michael Danso Beni, Nana Odame Mensa of Koforidua, Madame Caroline Ajua Dansua of Black House, Enum, and Dr. Colley, respectfully invite you to the burial and final funeral rites of their beloved, Patrick Kweku Odame Owusu, retired CEPS officer. Funeral arrangements are as follows. Wakekeeping will take place at his residence on the 28th of August, 2020, behind Manette Palms Estate, Ogbojo, opposite former Guinness Depot, Medina. The body will be laid in state on Saturday, the 29th of August, 2020, at his residence from 4 to 6 a.m. Burial service takes place on Saturday, 29th August, 2020, at his residence from 6:30 to 8 a.m., thence to Enum for interment. Final funeral rites takes place on Saturday, 29th August, 2020, at his residence behind Manette Palms Estate, Ogbojo, opposite former Guinness Depot, Medina. Thanksgiving service takes place on the 30th of August, 2020, at the Presbyterian Church of Ghana, Redemption Congregation, Medina, from 9 to 11 a.m., and then to his residence for final funeral rites. That's all for the announcements.
We bring you joy on the airwaves. We bring you joy, lighten up your nights, cool your day. So when you feel love,
much more. Forsen is on.
19 minutes past 1 o'clock. Lovely Wednesday afternoon. Locked on to Joy 99.7 FM. Good afternoon to you wherever you find yourself. You are most welcome to Ignition right here on Joy 99.7. I am Sammy Forsen. From now till 3 o'clock, I would be in your company, taking you through your lunch, making sure you're all relaxed, and as much as possible, take away all the stress with the power of good music. Now, being a Wednesday, make sure you look forward to Masterclass with Yao Banafo at 1:30 p.m. He'll be taking over. And the entire month has been dedicated to taxation. And today concludes the transaction month. And, well, there are a few things you need to pick up as we wrap up the month of taxation on Masterclass right here on Joy 99.7 o'clock. So look forward to that at 1:30 p.m. till 2:15, when I bounce back with the concluding part of Ignition. In the meantime, though, between now and 1:30, let me take away some stress. Here's Montel Jordan. You must have been. Welcome to Ignition on Joy 99.7.
My wife, girl, I know you were right.
You,
yes, you were.
Must have.
all-time classic from Blackstreet. Before I let you go, bringing the time to 29 minutes past 1 o'clock, locked on to Ignition right here on Joy 99.7. Being a Wednesday, time to sharpen up your business minds. Time for Masterclass. Yao Banafo right here on, of course, Ignition, about to take over Masterclass. And Yao, good afternoon to you. Yes, and it's another great Wednesday. We're here to sharpen our business minds. And the entire month of August has been about taxation. And I gather today is the concluding episode for taxation.
Yes, yes, indeed. We'll try and finish off today if we can.
Okay, but if we can't, we probably push it over to next week. Yes, what are some of the things to look out for today?
So essentially, I mean, I anticipated this conversation when I was coming through. So I said that, you know, there's an African proverb that says, after you've cried bitterly, uh-huh, for a while, you stop and then you blow your nose. Okay. So after we've talked about all the painful parts of tax, today we're going to be looking at tax reliefs.
Okay, so the sweet part of tax.
So there's some silver lining on the cloud for today's conversation.
I see. Well, that's going to be interesting. So you want to stay tuned in. Of course, Masterclass is on, looking at the other side of taxation with the Yao Banafo. Has an amazing panelist. I call him the Shack of Taxation. And we're going to be back at 2:15 with the rest of Ignition right here on Joy 99.7.
Good afternoon to you, our cherished listeners. It's indeed always very exciting to come your way every Wednesday with your favorite business development program on Radio Masterclass. Masterclass is powered by Joy Business and brought to us by Goyal. Goyal, they say good energy, Goyal, Yenara, Yedia. And so it's the 26th day of August. Gradually, the month of August is coming to an end in a few days. And yes, we're still in the 8th month of the year. Gradually, in a few months, I always say it'll be Christmas. And definitely it would also be time for election. So by all means, let's prepare in our businesses as the end of the year comes close. Today we continue our conversation on taxation. We've been talking about tax for a couple of weeks now. We've been spending time with my panelists here, a very special resource person I like to refer to as my friendly tax man, trying to sort of soften the conversation a bit so that we're able to get the tidbits out of it that help our businesses to grow. So today we continue with that conversation. Our friendly taxman is back in the studio with us. Kofi, you're welcome back to the studio and to the show.
Thank you. Yeah.
So, you know, when I was having that intro with Sam, you know, when I was coming to the studio, actually, I was thinking about it. And, you know, we have this African proverbs. They tell the entirety of a story as Africans, don't they? You know, so there's this one proverb that I like very much. It says that after you've cried bitterly for a while, you definitely have to. It doesn't matter how bitterly you're crying. You definitely need to stop at some point and blow your nose, right? So after we've talked about tax and how it takes away from us and how it makes all of our lives miserable, even though it makes our state beautiful and helps our states to function, today we're going to be looking at a breather, if you like, or a silver lining, you know, on the cloud. We're going to be looking at the reliefs and exemptions in our tax system, and how people can take advantage of them, even as individuals, even as businesses, and whatever field of endeavor that you're working in. Today also, we promised our listeners last week that we're going to get interactive pretty early in the show, so that all of the questions that you have on tax, you can pick up the phone and ask. We can go right back to the first question: what is tax and how does it work? What is chargeable income? Today we're going to be opening the phone lines early, so every question you have on tax that has not been answered yet, once we get interactive, which is in a few minutes, please do pick up that phone or send us a comment, and then we'll be happy to take your comments. But just by way of recap, last week we spoke about taxing our employment income. If we can just do a sort of quick recap for those of our listeners who missed out on that conversation, and let's sort of dovetail into today's conversation, which is the reliefs and exceptions and exemptions that are available, if you like, and benefits that are available, also both direct and indirect, in our tax administration. Talk to us, Kofi.
Okay. Good afternoon to your listeners. I mean, last week we spoke about employment income. And I made mention that every remuneration that we get as a result of our employment is taxable. I mentioned, which included allowances, if they give us rent, accommodation, if they give us fuel, if they give us vehicle, all those things are taxable. But then, of course, there are also certain things that we also benefit from those issues. So in terms of employment income, I also mentioned some of the other deductions that we are able to get, for which a number of us do not take advantage of. And a special mention of was made of SNET, where we have the tier 1, tier 2, and tier 3. A number of employers or employees are aware of the tier 1 and the tier 2, but what many people do not take advantage of is the tier 3 that also allows a room for 16.5% of our basic salary to be deducted and saved in a pension for us, for which when we do is also not taxable. So that is also critical for those who listen to me today who missed out last week. That in terms of pensions, there's the tier 3 that we can all take advantage of. It's voluntary. So if the people do not organize themselves and try to do it, your employer will not do it for you. So employees can come together and start it. And once you start it, you get the benefit of it. There's a clause though, and I'm sure that is also what inhibits people from contributing to it. It means that you need to make that contribution and keep it for 10 years before you can access it. So, but it is, it's good for me. Savings is towards your pension, is towards, I mean, so everything, money that you can get for free at the end of 10 years, no tax. So people should, I encourage to do that. And it also reduce their tax burdens while they are in employment.
But that would even be better than the SNIT, because the SNIT, you don't get to touch it at all until you're retired, isn't it?
Correct.
So I mean, if you can do this in 10 years, that's even...
SNIT, if you start work today, I mean, you have to achieve the age of 60 before you can get it. But this, if you start work today, after 10 years, you can access it without it being taxed. So that, for me, is also better. And that you get your bulk amount that you have kept there. If your trustee invested it properly for you, you may get all the gains or the interest and things that come with it full, without anything and being taken. So I will encourage people to take advantage of that. Forget about the 10-year time span. It's savings. Save it for 10 years, and then you can assess it yourself, the full amount, 100%, with no deductions at all. So that for last week. And then people also calling and wanted us to speak about the income that is exempt as under the law, and then the reliefs that are also available to them. So to dovetail into today's discussions, I will mention a number of reliefs that are also applicable to employees or to individuals that we can take advantage of. One clear one is the interest that we pay on our mortgages. So if you take a mortgage as an employee, the law allows you to deduct the interest on the mortgage from your basic income, from your basic salary for tax purposes. But the law, there's a clause with it, or there's a catch with it, that mortgage will be for your residential purposes. So if you take, let's say, you go to Ghana Home Loans and take a mortgage to acquire a residential property, one residential property in a lifetime, that mortgage for that one residential property, any interest that you pay on it on a monthly basis, you can deduct that interest. So it is there for us also to take advantage of. I'm sure the law also did so that people could also acquire places of, I mean, residences.
Usually, I will not ask you a question at this point. I'm smiling very broadly because I wanted to say it again.
Yes.
Okay, I will not preempt you. Please say it again. Say it very slowly, because there are quite a few people working today who have mortgages.
Correct.
middle income who have mortgages.
Correct.
Some have built houses for themselves. Yeah. Some are building. Some have already bought houses.
Yeah.
What is this tax relief on mortgages again? Let's take it very slowly.
Okay.
And please, if you are listening, take a pen and a paper and let's write it. You just might be able to get some
relief.
The
law allows that if you take a mortgage for one residential property.
In a lifetime.
In a lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever interest that you paid on that mortgage, that interest is deductible for your tax purposes as an individual.
Okay. So, the interest paid to who?
To the financier, the one who is giving you the mortgage. Definitely, let's take a mortgage is like a loan. That,
right.
But you, when we take
okay,
a
so
mortgage,
to the finance house, to whoever is funding
so
it.
So you take a mortgage of, let's say, 100,000 Ghana cedis mm-hmm. to build a house mm-hmm. that you are occupying.
Yes.
That on that mortgage, if you are paying interest on that 100,000.
Yes.
So let's say the monthly interest, let's say 500 Ghana cedis.
Let's say total interest on the facility. Today in the market, on the dollar, I think it's about, it's between 12 and 15%.
Correct.
Okay. Assuming you are getting, let's say, something like 10% on the total mortgage amount.
Yes.
Now, start from there. Use that scenario for me.
So, let's say you take a 100,000 mortgage property.
Yes.
Mortgage, you take one residential property in your lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
And the total interest on that mortgage is, let's say, 20,000.
Yes.
Over the life of the mortgage.
So,
usual mortgage will go between 10 to 15 years
That's
or
correct.
20 years. So, what you mean is that every month, you can divide that 20,000 over the life of the mortgage, and every month you can get that portion. So if 20,000 divided, let's say even 5, that gives like 4,000. So you can get that 4,000 as tax deductible from your salary every month.
Okay. So how do you access this? I'm deliberately asking the very basic, seemingly dumb
questions.
How
do you access it? If you go for a mortgage, definitely there will be an agreement.
From my employer.
From,
let's say, ABC Company.
ABC Company
gives me 100,000 to buy a house.
Yes.
ABC Company is charging me 10% on that facility.
So what you need to do is take that agreement with the mortgage company and then go and give it to your employer.
Mm-hmm.
And tell your employer that, look, you've gotten this mortgage. These are the terms. These are the conditions. These are the payment schedules.
Mm-hmm.
And on a monthly basis, these are the interest that is being deducted from me.
Mm-hmm.
In my bank account or whichever way.
Yes.
So you provide that document to your employer.
Mm-hmm.
And based on that, at the end of every month, when that amount of money is deducted, you show them the interest that is deducted either from your bank account or from whichever way that you did it and they received to mm-hmm. your employer. And your employer, based on that, is supposed to deduct that amount.
Deduct it from your taxable income.
From your taxable income.
So that it doesn't get taxed.
That's correct.
But not to refund it to you.
No.
Right.
To deduct it from your taxable income so it doesn't get taxed.
Okay, so what if... typically, I wouldn't ask you questions at this point.
No, that's fine. I mean, it's for education.
But we're talking about relief here, so I'm jumping at the first relief. You know, we talked about the 16.5 earlier, I think last week last week.
Correct.
Where we said that by the time your salary hits your account, as a tax agent of the government, your employer would have done due diligence by already pushing your tax to the... let's say the tax man.
Correct.
So what hits your account is your take home.
Correct.
Less the tax that's already gone.
Correct.
Now, when this amount hits your account, you've already been taxed on the quantum of what remained.
Yeah.
After this amount is where, if you have, let's say, internal loans with your employer, who is also your financier, then you are now going to deduct the value of your repayments from that.
Correct.
And you are saying that the value of repayment, if it includes interest, can be represented to your employer so that it is not taxed. But by the time it hits your account, it's already been taxed.
Yes. So it's all about how the process goes. So let's take it this way. This month, Nana has gone to take a mortgage from, let's say, Ghana Home Loans, because Ghana Home Loans is the one who give mortgage. So what you are supposed to do is to present those documentation of the mortgage to your employer and tell your employer that I've gotten this mortgage and by law, I'm entitled to the interest that I've paid on the mortgage as a deduction. So usually what I also know that mortgages also give the payment schedule, just like any other loan that you maintain.
Right.
So they'll give you the payment schedule. The payment schedule will show the principal amount that you are paying and then the interest on which you are paying. So you give this document to your employer. It is expected that your employer, before processing your salaries at the end of the month. So if we are in the beginning of the month and you give this document to them, by the end of the month when they are going to process salaries, your basic salary is, let's say, 10,000. So they are supposed to take first your tier 1 and tier 2 deduction, which is the Senate, from it.
Right.
They are also supposed now to take if you do the 16 and a half that we mentioned, they are also supposed to take that 16 and a half from it. If you are doing this interest deduction as well, they are also now supposed to also take this interest before they get to the amount that will be taxable.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not that it's not that they are going to tax it before they take this amount. So let's take in terms of amount. Let's say your basic salary is 10,000. Your tier 1 and tier 2 is 1,000. So that one will be deducted, getting 9,000. You contribute to the tier 3, which is the 16.5. That one is also happens to be, let's say, another 1,000.
Mm-hmm.
So you are left with 8,000. You are paying a mortgage interest of 1,000.
Mm-hmm.
So they will also take that 1,000, and then the net, what will be left will be 7,000. Is that 7,000 that will be taxed?
Is that 7,000 that should be taxed?
Should be taxed, yeah.
So if you are not sure, check.
Check.
With your employer.
Yes.
Because that is a relief.
A relief
from this whole process that can come to you.
That you have to.
So you're listening to us this afternoon. You've just tuned in. This is Masterclass here on the Superstation Joy 99.7.
But all documentation is important. So bring the agreement, bring the documentation. If the interest is taken from your bank account, show the bank statement for which the interest has been deducted.
Right.
If they give you a receipt, you provide also, because your employer also should be able to account that.
In fact, your finance director should be able to help you.
Yeah, yeah.
So take your loan arrangement, if you have a mortgage, to your finance director and say, listen, Jack, I need you to help me. I have just heard on Masterclass that I can have a tax relief from interest on the mortgage I pay.
Correct.
So look at this thing for me. How much interest have I paid so far? Is it being done the right way, or is something happening wrongly?
Correct.
So that's what we've, and at least that's one thing that has gone on today.
Correct.
Let's continue. So that's relief number one.
Right, yes.
Okay. Right.
Then there's what we call the marriage relief, marriage responsibility relief. That what the law says, that if you have a dependent spouse or you have two children, it depends also if you are married and you have one of you is dependent on the other, or you the two of you all have two children, then you as an individual, you can apply for that relief. Let me clarify that for these reliefs, for marriage relief, you need to apply for it. So apply means that you write or you fill a form to the Commissioner General of Ghana Revenue Authority, and then they will look at it and then grant you what they call a card. There's something called a card in terms of tax. So if they approve for you, you show that card also to your employer to tell the employer that, look, I have this relief. And based on that, they also take that amount of money. For marriage responsibility relief, you are entitled to $1,200 for the whole year. I'm sure people do not take it because they feel that amount is not that big.
I think it's because they don't know. wait again. I mean, today we're changing the structure of the show. We're just changing because we're talking about reliefs. A relief is money matter.
Yes.
And no money is small money.
Sure.
You see what I mean?
So
you're saying that there's something called
Marriage responsibility relief. Correct.
If you are married.
If you are married.
And if you have what?
Two children.
Is it up to two or?
Up to two. So one, I'm up to two.
So if you have three, you don't qualify?
No. I'm sure three is even going beyond the requirements.
Okay.
So, and then you have.
So the minimum threshold is one.
One.
If you have one, you don't qualify. Okay. But if you have two or more, then you qualify.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. And how do you access it again?
You apply to the Commissioner General of. So in most cases, the law will say Commissioner General. But if you have a tax office, you can apply to that, your tax office. They will.
That I'm married and I have two children.
Children, yeah.
And so?
I'm applying for this relief, which the law allows me. And I'm saying that for a year, if they approve it for you, you get 1,200 Ghana cedis to be deducted from your salary.
Will this be credited to you on, let's say, your PIN, or your TIN, sorry, your tax identification? I mean, because as an individual, if you're filing your taxes individually, if you're not in paid employment, where your employer would do it for you, then you should be doing this yourself if you are in self-employment. Will you receive a check from the government, or it will be tax credit to your account?
For the relief, you not receive a check. You, if you are employed, then once again, your employer will have to take it from your basic salary before they tax you. If you are self-employed, then when you are filing your returns, then you also take this amount. If it results in a position, a credit for you, then the revenue authority will now refund it to you.
But if I'm in paid employment, and my employer is paying dutifully every month, it means that my account is not in negative.
No.
At the GRA. Yeah. So if there is this relief for me at the end of the year, and they even give me a credit on my account, it means that if the value of my total tax for, let's say, January is 1,200, it means I'll be paying tax for 11 months and not 12. So at some point, there will be, my employer will give me back some money.
No, it depends. I mean, let's say,
I don't know if the analogy is correct.
No, I get your point. I mean, But as I'm saying, that it's taking these things supposed to be factored into the payroll processing. Mm-hmm. So if let's say they take and your net even results in where you don't have to pay
of
tax,
course,
then
of course,
they, you don't have to pay
of
the
course.
Tax. If they do not pay, and let's say you waited to the end of the year and you realize that if you have applied those reliefs at the beginning of the year, you have paid less tax, then they will apply and then the refund. There are processes for the refund. Either you use the excess in your subsequent tax payments, or you apply for the money to be paid to you. So there are processes also for the refund. But because I'm saying that for this one, because they are all payroll related, it is expected that it is done at the beginning. So that doesn't mean result in you even paying the tax in the first place.
So either way, it will result in a positive variance in my tax position.
Yeah. If it results in a positive for you, assuming that, let's say, you didn't do it at the beginning, but you waited to the end of the mm-hmm. year, and we realize that based on all these relief that you are entitled to, you have paid taxes of, let's say, 100, but you've ended up paying 200. That means you have a credit of 100.
That's correct.
That credit of 100, you can apply for the cash to be paid to you. Or you can apply that 100 is used to net off my future taxes.
Right.
So that is also one of the areas that we need
okay.
to look at.
So we are learning here on Masterclass today. And I'm sure that some people know this already. But for those who don't know, like me, who I found out today, if you are married and you have two or more children, there is tax relief available for you.
Correct.
Find out how it's done and take advantage of it. Like we always say, no money is small money. Yes. Okay, so that's tax relief number two.
Okay.
Let's go on.
Then also there's what we call the children education relief. So once again,
mm-hmm.
what the law is saying that you have children that you are sponsoring their education.
Yeah.
Then the law will grant you a relief. Up to three children in a year. So for each child, it is 600. So what it means then is that in a year, if you have three children in education, from basic up to tertiary institution,
mm-hmm.
the law will allow you 600 per child. So that one as well, you get 1,800.
Please say that again slowly. I'm curious about my relief.
That's what we call children education relief.
Children education relief.
The
right.
law allows that.
Okay.
And the law allows for up to three children. From basic to tertiary institution.
Mm-hmm.
So for the three children, for each child, you get 600 Ghana cedis.
For the year?
For the year.
And what is the trigger? The children must be in school.
They should be your children and they should be in school that you are providing for.
Right.
Or you are catering for their
so,
fees.
So, I mean, in this era of free education, or even before free education, there was FCUBE, Free Compulsory Universal yes. Basic Education. So, just send your child to school, number one. No, number one, let it be your child. Number two, send the boy or the girl to school. And then you can file for this.
Correct.
600 cedis per child per yeah. year. So, for those who have five children.
No, I mean, there's children. A limit. So, I mean, you can only...
What's the cap?
600. Three
children. But it's still money. So
still
if
money.
So if I'm married,
yeah,
and I now have three children,
correct.
It's 1,002 plus 1,008.
So that is 3,000 for the year.
You see? It's a lot of money. And I don't think that people know this. This is Masterclass. You are listening to the tax reliefs here on Masterclass. Please take a pen and a paper. Write these things down. Because we're learning to become better for our businesses and also for ourselves. We'll be opening the phone lines at some point, but you can send us your comments ahead of that to 0244-340-437. That's 0244-340-437. So it's not entirely true that the taxman only takes and takes and takes and
not,
takes.
Not at all.
He gives back, but he doesn't talk about the one that he gives back as loudly as he does the one that he takes.
Of course, everybody
okay.
chases their debtors,
okay.
but nobody
Let's continue.
Go pay their creditors.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Then there's also what we call the aged dependence relief. Age dependent relief. And what are the laws? The
see,
laws
I keep looking at you every time you mention the relief because there's so many people today who fall in the categories of the reliefs you're talking about.
Yes. And they are there. The law is in the law.
I don't have the statistics, but maybe somebody from the GRA or somebody should call in and share this information with us. What if you look at the revenue generation of the GRA, if you look at the analytics, what is the percentage? Do we get even up to 1% of Ghana's population who pay taxes filing for reliefs like this? If you are married,
I don't have the
there's a relief.
So maybe unless maybe
if you
like
have three children, there's a relief. If you have an aged dependent, how many of us don't have our parents alive? I mean, you know, I know a few of us have lost our parents, but
Yeah, but I mean, I think here we need also to be clear. It's not that maybe your parents leave and maybe a month you go and maybe give them a stipend or you go and visit them and
how do you qualify? Interdependent dependent relief. Talk to us.
It's, I mean, you have your independent who depend on you. Who depends on you? You are the one who fund them, who finance them, who feed them, I mean who provide for them. So that is where it is. So for that as well, and these people are also over 60 years. So let's say maybe your old man went on retirement, he's no more working, and then he's no more into any income generating activity that will be able to cater for them. But so you are hosting the person and caring for such a person. You also are entitled to 1,000 per two dependents. So let's say your mom and your dad. So for each of them, you get 1,000. So that also is 2,000.
So already we are towards 5,000 already.
We already are 5,000.
So if you fall into all these three categories,
you can apply for it. You can apply for it. The law allows you. So it's there. So you look at it and feel whether I qualify for it and you apply for it.
You know what I'm going to do? I think that I want us to get interactive in it today. I'm going to open the phone lines while we keep talking and sort of waiting for our calls to come through. I want to get interactive right now. Opening the phone lines. Numbers to call 0302-216-541. Pick up that phone. Give us a call. We're discussing tax reliefs and exemptions here on Masterclass. And by all means, we want to know that it's not just that you pay tax every day, even though it helps our nation to grow and all of that. But there are also some reliefs that are available for us. Reliefs that are available for us to be able to benefit from as individuals, as businesses, and all of that. So definitely want you to pick up that phone. Give us a call on 0302-216-541. That's 0302-216-541. You can also give us a call or send us a comment on 0244-340-437. So let's go on. Aged dependent relief.
So that is also there. Then the next relief is what also the law also called disability relief.
Go ahead.
Disability relief. So that as well, what the law says that an individual who has a disability.
Okay.
For such a person.
Before you go on with the disability, I've got Seth on the line. Let's talk to Seth. Good afternoon, Seth. You're welcome to Masterclass.
Good afternoon.
Talk to me, Seth.
Yes, I just want to remind all of us that what he is saying has to do with the tax element on the amount he's mentioning.
Correct.
Not the amount themselves, but the tax element.
Tax element,
the tax
okay.
You would have paid on those amounts is what you will be giving back to you.
Right.
Because you would have paid the tax, those taxes anyway.
Right.
So it is the tax element and not those amounts.
Right.
Because it looks as if people will take those amounts as though they are entitled to those amounts. Just to make this clear.
Thank you so much, Seth, for that clarification. He makes a very important point about, I've got Kojo on the line, I'll pick up Kojo soon. He makes a very important point about the fact that there's a tax component. But I would then ask the question and say, for the aged dependent, for example, how would that work? For the first one, which is on your mortgage, I understand how that would work because there are deductions that go through. But if you've got aged people, how will that work? Before you answer that, though, let's talk to Kojo. Good afternoon, Kojo. You're welcome to Masterclass.
Good afternoon, sir. I want to make an inquiry on the first relief he mentioned. That's the mortgage.
The mortgage, yes.
Yes, sir. I just wanted a question. I have a situation. I have paid my mortgage. I finished paying midpoint. I didn't wait for the whole 20 years to elapse. I finished paying at a point.
Okay.
So in my scenario, how do I claim such relief? Because I'm no more working with that company, so I've changed jobs, right? I'm in the third company.
Oh, you've already moved on?
Yes, I've moved on.
Okay.
From other companies. So I don't know how I will benefit or I can benefit from this relief.
Okay. Just keep it that locked here. We'll try and answer that question for you. Thank you so much. I've got Prince on the line. Okay, so let's try Kojo's question now. Kojo says, I've moved on from my company. But where I took the mortgage, I've paid for it already. What do I do? Before you answer that, let's also talk to Prince. Good afternoon, Prince. You're welcome to Masterclass.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Talk to me, Prince.
Yes, I work in the public sector. Okay, I pay tax. I have my TIN number and all those stuff.
Right.
Am I also entitled to any tax relief?
Sorry, I didn't quite get your question clearly. If you could just repeat it for me briefly. Thank you, Prince.
Okay, I'm saying I work with the public sector.
Right, okay. Right. Public sector.
I've been paying tax since 2008.
Right.
Till date.
Okay.
Okay. I have my my PIN number and all those things.
Mm.
Am I entitled to a tax